the file, F-O-W-L, file. That would take in all of them. I never have had the pleasure of having churches. Grandfather had those.
This is somebody over in Worth, no, here on the other side of Lee County, Marlon Pooh has pea fowl.
Yeah, we've seen those, that's pretty, huh?
Pretty.
Alice always wanted a pea fowl, but that's one thing she wanted that she hadn't got. Because I couldn't see with the dogs and everything that it would be safe, it wouldn't lie.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
And the place where chickens live?
Chicken yard or...
A little house?
Chicken, hen house.
And it's a small one?
Coop.
Okay. And, the part of the inside of a hog that's sometimes eaten and sometimes used to stuff sausage?
Chitlins.
Okay, sounds unattractive to you, huh? Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you might say, well, it's about...
Feeding time.
And do you remember the calls that they made to call the animals in from pasture? When they were trying to call the cows in, for example. Remember how they would call them?
No, I don't.
What about to make them stand still during milking? You're helping milking?
When I was 41 years old, during the Second World War, we couldn't get any help. We had a beautiful milk cow, give 10 quarts a time a day. But we couldn't get anybody to milk her. And I said, I've had milk and butter all my life. I intended to keep on. I would learn to milk. The first afternoon, it was boiling hot summertime. I went out at 3 o'clock. I stayed about 2 hours. The milk went that way and this way. I came in with about 2 cups full in the pie, in the bucket. But I would not stop, and I was drenched in perspiration. She was a good, gentle cow.
So did you keep
so on? I kept on. I got where I could leave the house with a 10-quart bucket, would go out and catch the cow and put the feed down for her. She would kick. You had to put just drape these little kickers over her back feet. I could take both hands and milk it in the bucket and come in with the foam running over the sides of the tin pot. So I said, don't say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you sure can do it.
Okay, now I've been back to this.
Now I call, what did I call? I said, come here, Bessie.
You don't remember saying sook or ball?
Sookie. No, I just said, come on, Happy. Her name was Happy because I was so glad to get her. Come on, Happy.
And what about to make the cow stand still during milking?
I don't remember. I put those kickers over her heels and she had to stay.
What about calling a calf then? You don't remember the way to call them?
No,
calf.
I can't.
What about calls to horses? You whistle to them?
Coe, you saw call something coe. What was it? A horse or a cow? Calf, I think. I don't remember.
And to make a horse or a mule go to the left or to the right, what would you say?
G and haw.
Okay, G is...
Now, I never ply.